Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Living Word Global, an outreach ministry of Living Word Christian Center Church of Reisterstown, Maryland. We have a couple of announcements for you this morning from our co-pastor, Sylvia Johnson, and then also a brief word from one of our ministers, Matilda Makuka. Right after that, we're going to move right into the Word of God. And we sure thank you for coming. Sit back and enjoy.
Friday night, this coming Friday, starting at 10:30, we're going to have all-night prayer. And we're not going to have just prayer. We're going to have people with scriptures. Some are going to come with songs. Some are going to come with just words of encouragement. So we've got a couple of people that have already said that they will definitely be here, and they're looking forward to it. So we're excited about that. So all-night prayer, Friday night.
Praise the Lord. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. And once we were in worship, I just wanted the Lord to speak to me, and I felt that I should just take my Bible. And the Lord took me to Isaiah 37, and this is what it was. It was a time when the king Hezekiah heard a report from his enemies, and they had written a letter to him. And the letter, I'll read the letter, because this is what the Lord was saying to me. This message is for King, this 37, has Isaiah 37, verse 10, downwards. This message is for you, for King Hezekiah of Judah. Don't let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you with promises that Jerusalem will not be captured by the king of Assyria. You know perfectly well what the kings of Assyria have done wherever they have gone. They have completely destroyed everyone who stood in their way. Why should you be any different? Have the gods of other nations rescued them? Such nations as Gazan, Haran, and the other one, and the people of Eden who were in Ted Asar. My predecessor destroyed them all. What happened to the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad? What happened to the kings of Sepharan, Hena, and Lev? Okay, whatever the words, I'm not pronouncing them right. But this was where I ended reading. And the Lord was saying this was a message of threat from the enemy. And the enemy was basing on his past defeat, the past victories over the other nations and what has happened in the past. So the Lord was saying sometimes the enemy will stand up to you like that and will try and defeat you in the thing that, look at what has happened, look at the past. But God is saying, do not look at the past, because I am doing a new thing. He's a God of a new thing. Do not concentrate on the past and let the enemy defeat you and say, look at the past and what has happened, and you have failed here and failed there. No, because I am a God of a new thing. So God was just doing, no matter what has happened, even past as yesterday or just a couple, look forward, because he's a God of a new thing and he's doing a new thing for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, God, do a new good thing word. In us. Yes, I like that. I like that. The enemy will threat and threat. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's about all he can do is threat. Yes. When God says it's over, it's over.
Okay.
And when
that's
I
right.
want to do a new thing,
yes.
you better open up and let him do a new thing.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
God, our hearts are open and our minds are open. Lord, do a new thing in us. Yes. Move in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that scripture. Thank you, Mr. Matilda, for that word of encouragement. At this time, we're going to turn it over to the hands of our pastor. Let's say amen as he comes. Pastor Curtis.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know what she was doing with the microphone, recording all that extra noise.
Oh, sorry.
A new thing, huh?
Yeah.
A new thing.
Amen.
How about that?
Yes,
wow.
Lord, we need a new thing.
You know what? God's got a word for you.
Amen.
You talk about a new thing. Wow. You talk about the threats of the enemy. You know what? God just was preparing the way. He was preparing the way. I'm going to show you something, but you got to pay close attention, because if you don't, you'll miss it. But God was preparing the way. That was a good word. That was a very, very good word. And you know what? I'm exhausted, but I'm energized. I need some more oil, because I feel like I need an extra anointing right now. I'm not joking right now. I'm being very, very serious, because that was right on. You don't know how right on that word was. God's saying something. He confirmed something. He confirmed something right there when he did that. He confirmed something. And I'm going to ask you to go with me. We're going to get right into the word. Go with me to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. And we're going to start reading at verse 30. In fact, I'm going to start reading at verse 30. And y'all just follow me when you get there. Hebrews 10. And I'm going to start at verse 30. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Are you there yet?
Amen.
Hallelujah. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But remember the former days. Let me talk about remembrance again. Remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured great conflict of sufferings, partly by being made public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers or partakers with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your properties, knowing that you have for yourself a better possession and a lasting one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. Let me say that again. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Your confidence has a great reward. Your confidence has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Now watch this. Yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. I'm going to stop right there. My righteous one will live by faith. But it's the verse right before that. Right before that. In a very little while. I can hear the enemy right now saying, remember you got that word, right? Remember you got that word that says through the church? Remember that? And it looked like a lot of folk was interested, didn't it? Looked like some folk was going to come. They even showed up a couple times prepared. Oh, they even showed and got Bible study and prayed for, and they got blessed. But check this out. Remember, they didn't come back. You hear the enemy? You hear him? You hear him? I hear him. He's like, yeah, you know, you can keep doing this every week, and I guarantee you it isn't going to get any better. You hear him? You hear his accusations? You hear all this stuff that's being said about not only the church, but about the people of the church? You hear the lies that are being told? Do you hear the speculations? Do you hear him? It says that once you were enlightened, God poured something in you. He gave you some truth. God put some truth in you. It opened up your eyes to the things that were going on around you until you couldn't stand it anymore. You just had, God said, you know what? It's just not right here anymore. He gave you some enlightenment, and you had to make a decision that isn't a favorable decision by everybody else that's in the house. This is one of those decisions where everybody else is looking at you like you're crazy. Well, wait a minute. We got something good going on here. We got all the equipment. We got a worship team. We've got money in the bank. Wait a minute. Why would you leave here? But we were a little bit enlightened. We got enlightened. And we went on out, and we began to endure some trials and some tribulation, because the devil was upset about it. Because, see, he doesn't mind keeping you under his thumb. When he got you under his thumb, he's all right. He's good with that. Yeah, man, I can keep you down, man. Yeah. Yeah, don't even try it. I'll keep you down. I'll make you feel like you got it all when you got nothing. You know? Can you imagine what that's like? We've all been there. Come on. We've all been there. We've been in a place where we felt like we had everything. It was all good. And then we wake up one day because we were enlightened. And we realize there's nothing there. It's an empty vessel. It's an empty vessel. There's nothing there. It's been a big lie. It was a camouflage. And now God is saying to us, we've had to withstand some things. We've watched some folk go through some stuff. You know, we've endured with some folk. We prayed for them, and we watched them, and we prayed them through. You know, and we've watched them go through some things because they made a decision to not take it any longer. They got enlightened. They got enlightened. They got some energy up there. They got some new information. And God's saying that it's about time that we just begin to remember. Remember what it was like? Remember, he's not saying remember what it was like to be stomped on. He's not saying remember what it was like when you lost. He's not saying remember what it was like last Sunday and it was the same way it was this Sunday. He's not saying that. He's saying because we need to keep our confidence. Because our confidence has a great reward. I don't mind if it's a rewarding confidence, you know. There's a reward in confidence. There's no reward in taking down. When we start feeling like the whole world is shattering around us, God said, remember your confidence. There's a great reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Devil can tell you anything he want to tell you.
Oh, yes.
You know, and you don't even have to. It doesn't even matter if you listen. Oh, yeah. That's right. You're right about that. Absolutely. Satan, I didn't know you had such a good memory. Wonderful. But remember this. My confidence has a great reward.
Yes,
hallelujah. But you know what keeps standing out to me, what keeps coming back to me, what keeps making me think? It says right here, it says, for yet, in a little, very little while, not just a little while, but a very little while. And see, some of us think that God takes a little bit too long sometimes. God, where's the deliverance? God, it's been like 3.5 hours. Lord, it's been two months now. Lord, I've been doing this for 7 years. In a very little while. In a very little while. Guess what's getting ready to happen? In a very little while. Satan's up there trembling. He's like, he's trembling because a little while. So Satan,
right.
He knows what's getting ready to happen in a little while, because there's a promise for him. He gets promises too. Yeah, God, see, God's a good God. God's a good God. He's a just God.
Yes,
when you think he's going to promise you when he ain't going to promise the devil? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he hear the scripture saying a very little while, he's like, You know, remember Hezekiah? Lord, can I just live a little longer? He's like, you know what, God, I've been pinned up for so long already, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like in a hole that I can't find the bottom of. In a little while. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. Oh, my God, am I excited. Oh, I was saying, God, I was reading this scripture earlier, and I was saying, God, you know, I just don't know what the message is right now. And I just kept hearing it a little while. In a little while. So maybe he was just saying to me, Kurt, you know what, just calm down. In a little while, I'll go give you the word. In a little while, you're going to preach it. In a little while, someone's going to get saved. In a little while, someone's going to get loose. In a little while, someone's going to be free. In a little while, you're going to have everything you need to do the thing I called you to do. In a little while. A very little while. So again, what's the sense in being so discouraged? You know, I hear the psalmist saying, "Oh my soul, why are you so downcast within me? When I just have a little, very little while, when deliverance is just in a very little while, my soul, why are you so discomforted? When I know comfort is coming in just a little while, why are you so angry?" When you know full well you're going to win in just a very little while. In just a very little while. You know, when they start threatening you, when they start sending you letters in the mail. You know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all know what I mean. You get those letters in the mail and they promise you that we're going to take you to court if you don't do this or do that or do this or do that. And God said, I got your back. In just a little while. Amen. Let your confidence bring your reward. Your confidence has a reward. Your confidence has a reward. You know what part of that reward is? You know what part of that reward is? Your confidence brings you the reward of peace. Can you imagine that? Oh my goodness. Let me get my voice back. Can someone grab me some water, please? Hallelujah. Your confidence brings you a reward of peace. How many people do you know in the midst of a painful struggle, in the midst of something, everything going wrong, not just something going wrong, but everything going wrong. You know, you look at, let me just look at our last week. How about that? I hope my wife don't mind. Let me look at our last week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's look at our last week. First, we get a phone call from the kidney transplant unit. And they say, whoa, well, we sent a letter to let you know that you were put on the kidney transplant list. And not only were you put on the list, but because of all the years that you already had on in Pennsylvania, you're now at number 20. And then you get another phone call. Before the other phone call was even over, they were calling my phone. Sorry, Mr. Johnson, we realized we made a mistake. Because you haven't finished all of your testing, we're going to have to take you off the list that we just put you on. And as soon as you get things done, then we'll put you back on the list again. So I was number 20. Now I might be number 40. I don't know, but I mean, that's a little discouraging. When you've been waiting for almost 8 years, that's a little discouraging. But I got to keep my confidence. See, because really, I'm going to be very honest with you. Now, a lot of people don't get this, but I know you will. I know all of you will. My confidence isn't in the transplant list. Right. It's not. It's not in the transplant list. My confidence is in God, and I believe that God can and will do what God wants to do about this kidney.
Yes.
No, I don't have one. But then again, I might have one and I just don't know it's there yet. Mm-hmm. You see, because my confidence has a reward. My confidence has a reward in just a little while. I don't know about you. I don't know about y'all, but this was getting me. God just said for me just to be cool, just a little while, and it's gonna be all right.
Yes, it will.
But then, get this. Now we took on this venture. We took a step of faith.
Oh, yeah.
Based on a word of God that was given directly to us, confirmed by others. Now, a lot of people take a lot of steps and call it faith, but they have no confirmation. So the reason why I think that this is different is because the scripture says not to make a move without having confirmation. It teaches us to get a multitude of counselors. You know, even a fool has enough sense to ask his idiot buddy, what do you think, man? Come on, let's be real. Somebody, you ever see that movie Dumb and Dumber? Even the stupid idiots that played the roles in that, and I'm not calling the real actors stupid idiots, but I'm saying the roles that they were playing. Even they had enough sense to say, well, what do you think, man? That's getting counsel. When you say to somebody, well, what do you think? That's getting counsel, right? That's getting possibly a confirmation. Now, you can't get a confirmation from an idiot, but you at least can ask for help. You see what I'm saying? But God gave us a word, gave us confirmation by many other sources, not just one, but many. We took off on that word. Didn't we? We took off on that word. And we find ourselves, as soon as we got to the place where, wait a minute, I'm skipping some stuff. Things were fine while we were in the living room, weren't they? They were cool in the living room, weren't they? The meetings were nice, you know. People were showing up, getting healed and getting delivered. The prayer board, we got a bunch of red stuff written on different things on the prayer board because folk was getting delivered. Folk are still getting delivered.
They are.
But we were like, God, you're delivering everybody else. Where's our deliverance? Where's our deliverance? Because we still can't pay the bills.
But yet.
I see you want to preach now. But in just a little while. You know, when you they call it robbing Peter to pay Paul. And I'm sorry, Peter, but you're just going to have to wait. Because Paul was more important this time. But just a little while, we're going to take care of you too. I promise you. But it's so amazing to me because this whole past week has been an on-stress, off-stress, backward, upside-down week. You know, you could testify to that, right? You've had one of those weeks, right? You've had one of those weeks, I'm sure. Every time you step out and say, God, I'm going to do it, whatever it costs, I'm going to do it. If it means that I have to be dry, empty, unclothed, whatever it is, Lord, I'm going to do it. And he's looking at your faith and he's saying, oh, that is so cool. And you expect sometimes, we do, we expect God because of our faith, because we step out, because we don't hold back, we don't have no hindrances. Because of that, we expect God to move quickly, right? But he's like, I got you in just a little while. In just a little while, I got your back. So hold on to your confidence. You need some confidence right about now. Because you know with your confidence, there's a big reward coming. There's a big reward coming. Check this out. I want you to go with me to Habakkuk. Go to the second chapter. Check this out. I want you to see this. God said this to me years ago, and it was reminded to me tonight. As I was preparing for this message, God spoke it to my spirit again and showed it to me. And you know, honestly, when it was said to me, 15, 20 years ago, I didn't even know it was from the scripture. I had no idea. You right there with me? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, starting at verse 3. And it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens towards the goal. and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. Behold, for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by faith. Now you know what another word for faith is, right?
Confidence.
Confidence.
Yes.
The righteous shall be confident. The righteous shall be confident. See, because our confidence isn't in ourselves. Our confidence is in the Word of God. Our confidence is in the vision. Even though the vision tarries, even though it takes a little while, even though it moves a little slower than we think it should, even though right now when we really feel like we need it, it isn't come yet. Even though when we're suffering, we feel like, oh God, how am I going to make it? I'm hungry, can't find no food, Lord. I can't pay the rent, Lord. Oh God, if I pay this, then I'm not going to be able to pay that. How are we going to get to work because we don't have gas for the car? Oh God, what about the shoes that are falling off my feet, Lord? Oh God, what if they turn off our lights because we haven't paid them, God? But God said,
yes.
In just a little while. Just wait upon it. Is it tarries? But it's, check this out. Now, I don't know how he does this, but God's a God of oxymorons. I don't know how he does it. He says, listen, this verse 3. It says, the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens towards the goal. Wait a minute, God. You got me a little confused, Lord. Wait a minute. You said it hastens towards the goal. It's in a hurry,
yes,
towards
right.
the goal, but we won't get it for a little while. How do you make sense of that, Lord? I'm just the new Christian, Lord, and I'm reading the scripture, and I don't quite get what you mean right there, God, because you're saying it's moving really quick. Hasten means to move really quick. And when I'm in a hurry, I run. When I'm in a hurry, God, you know what? If I could get in the car and drive over the speed limit, I'd be doing. I'm in a hurry, God. So if it hastens towards the goal, shouldn't I have it already? It should have been here because you're sending it in. If it's hastening, then it means you're moving pretty fast, right, God?
That's good. Yeah.
But then he says, though it tarries. That is the fastest moving slow turtle I've ever seen. I mean, come on, Lord, it's moving fast, but it's slow.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to spend some time with God on this one. Even after this message, we're going to talk about this.
Can I read my vision?
Pardon me?
Can I read my vision?
Of her version.
Yeah, read it.
It's slow in coming. Wait patiently.
If it seems slow. He says here that it is slow. Your version makes it feel really good. If it seems slow. It's in a hurry, but if it seems slow. Thank you, Lord. You know, that's how the Holy Spirit comes in and takes up for God. If it seems slow, be patient. Have confidence. Don't let your faith waver. If the enemy comes at you with all the crap, yeah, you know, he ain't going to give it to you. You know he ain't giving it to you, right? You know he ain't giving it. Come on. He made the promise just to keep you and keep you coming. That's all. He made, you know how guys do, you know? Tell you anything you want to hear to keep you coming, right? God's a guy. Oh, the enemy is such a liar. He is such a liar. That's why the scripture says that the proud one, his soul is not right within him. The proud one, that person that is walking in pride, not even just the person, but the person who the person listens to. The devil's a pride nut. He's got this big pride thing plastered on his forehead. He walks around with the letter P on his chest because he's proud. He's so proud of himself. Oh, I've done this and I've done that. And if you repent, then we'll let you come back. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. If you repent of hearing God, we'll accept you back into the fellowship. The proud one. Yeah. The proud one. His heart is not right within him. His soul, not his heart, his soul. That means his mind, the seat of his emotions, everything, all of his makeup ain't right. Something's wrong with him. The pride. The soul is not right within them. But the just one, the one who is justified, the one who God has called, the one who God has his finger on, the one who God is empowering, the one who's going through, the one who's being tested, and the testing of your faith will bring what? I think the scripture said endurance. The one that God has his hand on shall walk in faith, shall live in confidence. God's got your back. And it seems like it's coming a little slow. It seems like it's taking a while. It seems like it's tarrying a little while. It seems like it might not get there when you need it. But God said, wait on it.
Yes, wait for it.
Wait on it. Because I got you. Mm-hmm. In just a little while.
That's good.
In just a little while, I'm going to bring you through. I won't make you shine in such a way that you've never even imagined you could shine before. And he goes on to say, you can look with me in Revelation real quick. No, not a lot of folk have messages like this to Revelation, but it's a revelation. I just got a revelation for you. I really do. I'm not making this up. I got a revelation for you. God said, in Revelation 22, verse 20. And I love this. This is so cool. Now, this is a benediction if you ever needed a benediction. Verse 20 of Revelation 22. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Yes, I am coming quickly. I'm going to say, yes, I am coming quickly. And how is our response? Amen. What is our response?
Amen.
We're in the middle of a mess, Lord. Hallelujah, you're coming.
Yes.
See, we come to church and we be hollering and crying and praying and asking God to show up. But he's saying, okay, I'm coming. I'm coming quickly. Yes, I'm coming quickly. And our response is, amen. So be it, God. Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Or Maranatha. I love that word. Maranatha, Lord. Maranatha, Lord. If I could just say that all day long, in the midst of all my trouble, in the midst of all my stuff, in the midst of all my pain, in the midst of all my brokenness, in the midst of all the stuff that I go through, Maranatha, Lord. Maranatha, Lord. Even so come. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Even so. When nobody cares anymore, God, when I don't have the money to do what I need to do and nobody even bothers to ask me if I have a need, Lord. Lord God, when I've been looking everywhere for a job, when I've been knocking on doors, God, when I've been online, when I've done interviews at 11 o'clock at night, oh God, Maranatha, Lord. Even so come, because you know when he comes, the scripture also says he's going to have his reward with him, and your confidence has a reward.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo! Your confidence has a reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not coming empty handed.
No, he's not.
I can't even imagine God showing up and saying, hey Mike, how you doing? Good to see you, buddy. Yeah, I thought you had a need or two, but I forgot. Just wanted to let you know I was here. He's coming and he's bringing his reward with him.
Yes.
His reward is coming with him. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is you're waiting for, whatever it is that you have need of, whatever it is that you haven't been seeing happening in your life, you know that it's coming. Because he said, wait upon it, because it may tarry. It may take a little. It may seem like it's taking a while, but it's coming. And he confirmed it by giving you a word in Revelation saying, he who said it. What did it say there? He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. I'm coming quickly. So I got to ask you something. I'm just kind of curious now. If God is saying, I'm coming quickly. If the Holy Spirit is saying, I've got my reward with me. If the word of the Lord says, it may look like it tarries, but it's coming. Who are we going to believe? We're going to believe the testimony of the enemy? God just used you. He set you up. He set you up to set me up. That's quite all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But whose testimony are you going to believe? Whose testimony will you believe? Will you believe the word of the Lord, or will you believe the word of the devil? The proud one with the big P on his chest. You know, when you're so prideful that you got to tell folk you're proud. That's probably because you're not too proud. Because he knows, just like I said earlier, he knows. He knows that God said, in a very little while. Remember, while you're rejoicing, the devil trying to find a corner he can hide in when nobody can find him. Because in a very little while, his days are numbered. And his lies are going to go with him, just like God's reward is coming with him. Hallelujah. How about giving God some praise? Can we just glorify God? Can we bless? Oh, come on. You can bless him better than that. He's coming in just a little while. In just a little while, he's about to bless somebody. He's about to release somebody. He's about to pour out his blessing. He's about to destroy the enemy. He's about to lay to rest all the crap that you've gone through. And you can't give him more praise than that. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to take a run. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, God. We bless you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You do your work, God. We'll wait upon it, God. We know it's coming, God. We're going to wait for you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Y'all stay standing with me for a second. I want you to know something. Don't answer that phone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, I'm trying to tell you something. Now, that might have been the job for Michael, but they'll leave a message. Now, I'm being for real, because he's getting the job. It's coming. And that's why I want you to stand with me right now. See, because I'm not just talking. I don't like to just talk. I want God to give me a word. That's why I was exhausted. Fell asleep at, what was it, 6:30? And fell asleep knowing that I had to be here at 7. I was exhausted. But you know, y'all told me about resting in the Lord. God gave me a word right before I left here. He gave me this word right before I left there, and all it was some scripture I wrote down. And I read the scripture, and God said, yeah, okay. And I heard that in just a little while. And that's what I kept hearing. But I had to lay down because I was hurting. I was so tired. I had no energy, nothing. I smelled food and couldn't even stop to eat. But see, what I'm trying to get you guys to see is that God said some things while we were praying, and I wasn't just saying that because I was trying to get you hyped up. And I'm not preaching this message because I'm trying to get you hyped up. God's trying to tell you something. You see, because we get discouraged sometimes. Stuff keeps happening. People keep turning on us. People People keep lying on us. People keep doing things that they shouldn't be doing when we're trying to do the best we can. We're making this, the right decisions. We're moving in the right direction. We're investing.
That's right.
And everything seems to fall apart. God said, in just a very little while. So I'm saying to you today, your deliverance is sure.
Yes.
And it's coming. If you haven't seen it yet, it's coming. You don't have to keep worrying about it. You don't have to keep sweating it. You don't have to worry about every time the devil turns around and says something to you to remind you about how long you've been waiting. You know? That's why he did that. He thought he was going to sneak one in, but God was setting him up.
Yes.
God was setting him up, because he's, you know how God is. He likes to set him up and bring him down.
Mm-hmm.
Pow!
Amen.
It's good.
Yes.
Your season is upon you.
Right.
Your season is upon you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Your season is upon you. Your season is upon you. There is nobody that has a reason to believe that they're not in the will of God simply because the things that they desire and need are not coming to pass right now. God said in just a very little while. I got your back. And I made the testimony, he says. He said it wasn't just some guy that wrote it on a page. He says, I wrote the testimony. And I am coming. And I'm coming quickly. And we know that he's bringing his reward because he said that too. If the word of God is my testimony, if the word of God is the thing that I lean on and trust on and believe in and put my hope in, that I know without the shadow of a doubt that my needs are met. If they're not met right here in the natural, they're met in the heavenlies and waiting for me to reach up and get them. So this is the day of reaching.
Yes.
So let us just keep reaching.
Reach.
Come on, reach with me. Come on, Lord. We're reaching, God. We're reaching. See, that's what's happening when you raise your hands to God. Hallelujah. Some people stand there with their hands in their pocket when they're praising. We're about reaching. We're reaching, folks. We're reaching, folks. That's what we lift our hands for, God, because we're connected with you, knowing that what you said is true. And we're going to get the gift that you said you have for us, the reward that our confidence will bring, God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Have you been struggling through this? Has this been hard for you? Just waiting, you know, you're waiting for healing, you're waiting for a job, you're waiting for money, you're waiting for whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Has it been hard for you? Do you want to get prayed for right now? Do you want to get hands laid on you? I will dump the oil on you if you need me to. If it'll help, I'll dump the bottle on you, because God will give me another mixture and I'll mix it again. But if you need it, I'll pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. I want to release you right now of all the anxiety, all the burden, all the stress. I want you to be free so that you can laugh again. I want you to be free so that you can enjoy the life that God's called you to. I want you to be free. God wants you to be free. He's giving you a word of confidence. How many times do you get a word of confidence? We could have come here and talked about why you ain't tithing. I'm just kidding. But really, but God gave you a word of confidence. Do you need prayer today? Do you want someone to lay hands on you? Because scripture says that to come to the elders of the church and let them pray for you. Now, sickness doesn't mean that you have a physical ailment. It means that you just haven't connected with the word and will of God. You know, sometimes the word of God will set you free in places that nothing else can set you free. You know, you can hear somebody tell you a story and it maybe makes you feel good a little while, but then the story dies off and the rest of it's gone. But you know, when you hear from God, when God says, I've got you, that's something you can rest on. That's something you can carry with you for the rest of your life. You can, every time something comes up, you can refer back to the message that God gave you, because he said, he who testifies of these things says. Now, who is it that testifies of these things? It's my God. It's my God. It's your God. Does anybody need prayer? If you need prayer, the altar's open for prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of losing this oil. God's been refilling it anyway. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be prayed for? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, everybody's cool. Everybody's cool. You cool?
I'm cool.
You sure? You don't want me to splash you? You put it on like aftershave, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we can be silly and still serious. I'm so glad we can receive a word from God and not have to be stiff-necked and preaching like you're somebody from, I don't know, some movie or something. Praise the Lord. I'm just blessed to be here with you today. I bless God. Praise God. Praise God for just the opportunity to share a word with you. And I'm just praying right now. Let's just pray real quick. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, bless you, honor you for this word that you've given us, God. I thank you, Lord, that you awoke me to a word. God, I had no clue where you were taking me. But I'm so thankful that I was willing to just rest on the word that you have given me. And Father, right now, as you continue to release us, as you continue, Lord God, to set us free so that we're able to serve you in the way that you have us to serve you, we say thank you. Bless you, God. We praise you. We continue to lift our hands and reach out to you, God. Reach out to you knowing that you'll fulfill every one of the needs and every one of the things that you've promised. We have no doubt in our minds. Our confidence has a reward, and only part of that reward is peace. And we're so glad to have the peace of the Lord as we wait upon the fulfillment of the promise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. We pray that this message has been as much a blessing for you as it has been for us. And we pray that the glory of God continues to shine upon you as you grow in the Word of God. And just let this word sink into you and let it develop in you and help you to become the person that God has called you to be. If you were blessed and encouraged by this message, we pray that you would give us a call at 66-475-3167, or you can email us at info@lwcc2010.org. God bless you, keep you, and keep you growing in your faith. In Jesus' name.